USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A key Republican senator says when it comes to ending the partial federal government shutdown,
there'll never be a deal that doesn't have money for the physical barriers that we all have in the past agreed we need.
That's Senator Lindsey Graham speaking to reporters outside the White House after having Sunday lunch with President Trump.
The president is not asking for too much, and we're going to put on the table some ideas that have been embraced in the past. The question is, can we stop hating each other enough up here to find a way forward that'd be a win-win?
Today is day 10 of the shutdown. Russian media is reporting the Kremlin's detaining a U.S. citizen on spying charges. The TASS news agency says Paul Whelan was arrested by Federal Security Service officers during a spy rally in Moscow. The White House has not released any comments. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MV Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MV Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A worker at a North Carolina animal center is dead after a lion attacked her. That lion at the Conservators Center near Greensboro got out of a locked area while a team was cleaning an enclosure, and the victim, identified as a 22-year-old intern, Alexandra Black, was killed. She was a recent college graduate from Indiana. Obamacare will remain in force while a federal judge's ruling against it goes through the appeals process, as U.S. District Court Judge Reed O'Connor of Texas yesterday stayed his December 14th ruling, saying the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. The stay means Obamacare stays in effect while 16 state attorneys general contest O'Connor's ruling that could wind up going before the U.S. Supreme Court. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he'll decide soon whether to run for president in 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Some news now about your health. The CDC warning anyone who has cancer now or who has had the disease in the past to get a flu shot. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The flu vaccination is especially important for people with cancer or a history of cancer because they are at a high risk of developing serious flu complications. Those over the age of 65 have a weaker immune response, making them open to complications to the flu. Two vaccines that are designed to create a stronger immune response are available for those over 65 that offer four times the amount of antigen as a regular flu shot. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build the wall. The Department of Homeland Security secretary in Texas inspecting detention facilities at the U.S. border with Mexico. This visit after a second child trying to get into the U.S. illegally with his family dies. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso died after receiving minimal treatment for flu-like symptoms. An autopsy showed he tested positive for influenza B. Kirsten Nielsen traveled to the southern border on Friday to inspect border facilities after the two Guatemalan children died. Secretary Nielsen visited border facilities in El Paso, Texas. She also inspected another facility in Yuma, Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.